Good morning, everybody. It's 9:02 in the morning at WMFO Medford. I am Mike on the mic. I will be here with you, as usual, for 2 hours until 11 a.m. when Kirsten and Something About the Women comes in this morning. Looking forward to that. Before that, we got a bunch of stuff going on, as usual. We have, in the 10 o'clock hour, a local singer-songwriter named Tori Silver. And Tori will be here for the entire hour talking about her brand new record and playing some stuff live and all that good stuff. So looking forward to welcoming her and learning more about her for sure. And this morning, about 9:15 or so, celebrating the release of the new CD from our friends from Stockholm Stupidity, the band, the drummer, Tommy, will be calling us all the way from Sweden. I think right around the Stockholm area, we'll find out. Probably about 9:15 or so, we'll talk to him a little bit and then play a couple of tracks from the new CD celebrating 10 years of stupidity called 10 Years of Stupidity. How many times have I said that? Well, at least you know what it's called. That's good. All right, so 9:03 in the morning. Once again, we've had some very, very sad news. We've lost another incredible artist. Very, very unexpected. Rest in peace, our friend Chris Cornell. This is WMFO in Medford.
Swallowing the fall. to listen, trying to find a reason to go on. All I ever get is burned and blind until the sky bleeds the pouring rain.
9:16 in the AM here at WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. It's a sunny but much cooler day than it's been here in the Medford, Mass area. What crazy weather around here. Today, going to be in the mid-60s, where the last couple of days we were in a heat wave in the mid-90s. So welcome to New England, everybody, and welcome to WMFO. All right, let me tell you what I played, and then we're going to get to our guest who is waiting patiently on the phone from way across the pond in Sweden. All right, so we started off just paying tribute to somebody who means a lot to us, and we're shocked this past week to learn of the passing of our friend Chris Cornell, who's given us so much joy and great music over the past years and years of his career, both with his band, Soundgarden, and then Audioslave, and then as a solo artist. We heard three from Mr. Cornell this morning. Pillow of Your Bones, from back in 1999. Then we heard Nearly Forgot, My Broken Heart. And just heard Soundgarden there with Rusty Cage. I never thought, you know, I just played the great cover from The Man in Black, Johnny Cash, of Rusty Cage. I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago. I never, ever would have imagined. But anyway, rest in peace, Mr. Cornell. Awfully sorry to have lost you. All right, everybody, let's get to a bit of a happier conversation with our good friend Tommy Boy from the band Stupidity, who is on the phone. Good afternoon, Tommy. How are you? Hey, Tommy. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
yeah.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Or good morning to you, I should say.
Right.
I'm fine. I'm here in Stockholm, Sweden, and got some pretty nice weather today, too, after a long, cold spring here.
Yeah, as I was just saying, it's been really, really hot the last couple of days. And I want to thank you, first of all, for taking the time to do this international call. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problem. We love your station, and we don't mind doing it. We had a great time last time we saw you there. So
yeah,
it's really nice to talk to you again.
You too. I just want to say that it's been a while, and you know, but we've been friends on Facebook ever since then, and I feel like I know you now because we talk almost weekly. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in touch on Facebook, but now I think it was a good time to talk to you because now we have a new compilation album out, and it sums up the first 10 years of Stupidity.
I know it, and that's the title of this compilation CD, 10 Years of Stupidity. So let me just do the math, and I'll carry the two, subtract. Oh, so since about 2007, you guys have been around.
Yeah, I mean, it's we started a couple of years earlier, in fact, but since the first album or first record came out, it's 10 years. So, and after that, we've been pretty productive, I think, to be, you know, do-it-yourself band, because we have our own record company, and we plan our own touring, and write our own songs, and, you know, and still everyone in band is working and have day jobs as well. So, I mean, it's takes time. So I think we're pretty productive to be a band in that situation.
I think so. I mean, having a compilation like this, you know, with 14 tracks over 10 years, along with one that we've never heard before that we're here this morning for the first time, that's a bonus track. Yeah, that's quite quite awesome. And all the way from your first record, which was Like a Hole in My Head, and all the way to this one, which came after a couple of singles you put out. You've had, this is going to be your fifth album that you're working on after this compilation, right? Wow, that's really something else.
Yeah, the fifth album is on the production. We got most of the songs, maybe a couple of new more songs to add to it, and we're going to be recording this summer, so hopefully we'll have it ready when we return to the United States, and that's going to be, if everything works out fine now, it's going to be around late October, early November this year.
Oh, excellent, and you know we'll be ready for you. Absolutely. And
we got confirmation yesterday, in fact, that we have a show. That's the first show on the tour is booked in Philadelphia. So we're going to be there on the 5th of November, but then the rest of the tour is open. So it's going to be probably the week before that we'll be over. So we'll be in late October, early November, we will come back.
Okay, and excellent. And this time when you show up, we're all going to go to lunch, Tommy. We're going to go to this great taco place I think I told you about before. We're going to do that, all of us.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
All right, so tell me, how do you go about picking 14 songs from a 10-year range? How do you do that?
We got some help from our friend Little Steven Van Sant, because five of these songs have been the coolest songs in the world on Little Steven's Underground Garage. And,
right.
And we wanted to put them out together, and then was a good idea to put them on this compilation. The other songs is like songs we love and that people have talked about when we are on the shows. I said, this is a really good song, and can't you, where's the album? And the problem is on the shows too, that when you're going to sell albums like on merchandise, it's always hard to tell someone which album are you going to buy, this one. Then we thought, we have a favorite album with all our favorite and the coolest songs in the world that Little Steven have chosen. So I think that's it's a good compilation to have all those on the same album.
It's a wonderful collection, and you know, it goes in order, and you list on here all of the music and which albums they came from, and I'm really excited because I know them all except the first one we're going to play, and this one you called a special bonus track. How did the track OK come about?
I think it was when we recorded our latest single, which was a digital single we released last year, and it was called Get Up, and that song is not on any album. It's probably going to be on the new album instead, so we don't put it on this compilation because it was new, but we wanted to have something, you know, something new, that, and this song we recorded on the same session, this song OK, so it was, I think it was a bit, sounds a bit very 60s garage rock, just very easy, very simple style, but we love it. I mean, it's fun to get it out instead of just keeping it in the closet.
Sure, may as well have people hear it.
I think it was a good thing to put out, and something extra for the fans that like our music, so we put it on this one, and then the latest single, we're going to probably put on the new album instead. And then all these songs on this one are remastered too. So it was surprising for me to hear, because some of the early recordings wasn't, you know, so totally great remastered in our opinion. So now when we have remastered them with one of the best guys in Sweden in the remastering, it was it gave them, in fact, some of them feel like new to us, so it's great.
That's really nice. What else could you ask for? So we'll play that one for sure. We'll debut it here as the first song we'll play. And another one that you wanted to hear was something that's sort of become the catchphrase for the band, Yeah, Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
Yeah, it's become like an anthem for
right.
us, because people like it, and we usually, you know, have it as an encore or the last song of the set, and people sing along, and then we play it a couple of times, the refrain over and over again, and people love it. And we even made the special stickers saying yeah, because people really love it. So it's funny, but it's also one of the songs Little Steven really likes. I mean, it's fun to have it on the album.
It definitely is. It's a great song, Tommy. I love that one. So, all right, before we play those two songs and let everybody hear them, is everybody doing all right? How's Ernie's PA and Miss Anna? How are they?
Yeah, they're all doing all right. Anna had a problem at work last week, and she's working for the Swedish Post Office, and she got attacked by a person in her office trying to just steal her cell phone. Miss Anna is not to mess with, so she knocked him down, in fact.
Oh my God, she's doing okay though. That's terrible.
Yeah, she had swollen fingers, but that guy was, you know, a really bad guy, and he came in and, you know, he tried to steal a cell phone in the post office. So, but she got really angry, and she's pretty strong, so
she
don't mess with her.
No, you don't mess with her. Well, I'm glad to hear that she was able to take care of that situation. That stinks.
Yeah, she's small, but she's really strong.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You don't mess with her. All right.
No, not mess with her. But it's good that people know on the shows too that you shouldn't. She's very nice to talk to, but don't try to do anything she don't like. Then you know something can happen.
There you go. And you, I mean, being the drummer for this band, I mean that keeps you fit. So I don't think anybody wants to mess with you either.
No, I try to keep fit to be able to do the drumming because I'm pretty hard working drummer, I think. So I need to work out. So that's what I was going to do today. But now I'm going to do it tomorrow instead. I go to the gym and do gym classes. In fact, I don't like just weightlifting. I don't like to move the whole body because it's make it easier to play drums when you play very intensive like I do. And I think it's for all for us. We have to do some exercise. I mean, otherwise when you come over 50, you have to do that, because otherwise you don't keep up with our pretty intensive shows.
It's excellent. It's very, very true. I'm in the same boat as you are. You're a little older than I am, but yeah, you got to keep it going, or else your body sort of starts to go, wait a minute. But yeah, absolutely.
And
all right, so
I also do it because I like good beer, and I like to have some nice food, and to be able to have that, you know, when you get older, it's good to work out, because then you can drink and eat as you want instead of putting on too much weight.
That's exactly true. It keeps the balance. All right, Tommy. Yeah. So I'm really excited to talk to you again. I know that, you know, like I said, we've been talking a lot, but this is really nice. I can't wait to see you at the end of the year. So let's play these two tracks so everybody can hear what we're talking about. We're going to start with OK, that bonus track, and we'll go right into Yeah, Yeah, Yeah after that. All right?
Yeah, and I want to say hi to all our friends in the Boston, Massachusetts area, too, because we all really love all your people there. I mean, we, all the bands we play with, like, Andrea Gillis and Mike and the Myers and Yandy D and the Delinquents and you and Skybar Lusard, and all these people we know there is really nice people, and we're looking forward to see you.
Thank you. We love you guys, too. We can't wait to see you again. And thank you again, really, for taking the time to call in. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, and good luck with your show in the future, too, because, we try to listen in as soon as we can. It's pretty good with the time schedule, because it's not in the nighttime in Sweden.
Right, I know. That just worked out somehow. I know it. I know it. That's really good. All right, Tommy, take care, and thank you again, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Yeah, I'll see you and speak to you soon.
Okay, take care, everybody. All right, here's
Bye-bye.
Here's that new bonus track from the 10 Years of Stupidity CD that's called OK. This is Stupidity at WMFO in Medford. Hypocrisy is the game to play.
things won't happen to me. You say to me, don't be such a drag. I drive a wreck, but you're in a jail. How can you tell me how good things are?
WMFO Medford, about 9:33 in the morning. Mike here on the mic. How are you doing? I'm here till 11, and just had the pleasure of talking to our friend Tommy Boy, the drummer extraordinaire from Stupidity. Heard a couple of tracks. As we said, it's a bonus track on this new compilation that I have right here, like live right here, CD, called 10 Years of Stupidity. That was okay, the first one we played, bonus track that Tommy told us a little bit about, and finished up with what's become an anthem for those guys. Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Really energetic, really fun music from the band Stupidity, who we heard will come back to the States late in the year and will come visit us and eat tacos with us after the show. So, Tommy, thank you again for playing and calling and whatever you're doing. We appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so I think before our next guest comes up at 10 a.m., let me just remind you, it's a singer-songwriter. She is a singer-songwriter, Tori Silver, who came to Boston through Cleveland, Ohio, is a singer-songwriter who's got a new record coming out. And she'll be here at 10. We'll hear some stuff from the new record, both live and on CD, and we'll learn all about her as well. So that's at 10 a.m. But before that, let's do a local set. And I think that the best thing we could do is start it off with something brand new from our friends in the band Bad Marriage. They have a brand new track that they just sent us the end of last week. Brand new single from those guys to start off a local Boston set. This one's called Electric Emerald Eyes. New here at WMFO Medford.
Is that cafe. No one has ever heard my name. Go to the bar, have a seat. Talk to that woman sitting next to me. She asked me if I come in here alone. She asked me nicely, can I buy you a drink? You know, I think she likes me, that's what I think. I think she likes me, that's what I think. I look at her, she don't look away. I tell her that I play for a treat or right. She asks me if I'm gonna play tonight, yeah. Can I buy you a drink? You know, I think she likes me, that's what I think. I think she likes me, that's what I think. Oh, yeah. Some guy comes over, what does he think? Intruding on our private thing. Man is looking quite upset. Wave around with his gun like that. She told me things about her life. She never told me she was someone's wife. Man with a gun says, why'd you buy her a drink? I say, I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me, that's what I'll think. I think she likes me. Stands another disc.
hear a voice from the back of the room. I hear a voice cry out, you want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell you. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena 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 Buena. Good, good, good. We'll be right back.
Dance WMFO. Some incredible local music here from the Boston area, spanning a whole bunch of time over that last set. Just ended up there with the Cave Dogs, a power trio from way back. And by way back, I mean when I was in college or just out of college in the mid-80s, I saw them at the Orson Welles, which used to be on Mass Ave. Anyway, so Chris Chin, don't even tell me you were there when you were 13. That'd be nice, but that'd be weird. Anyway, the Cave Dogs there, and we just played a cover of that by Lily Black, who did that song on their new record that just came out as well. Played that a couple weeks ago. Just before that was Morphine from the Cure for Pain CD. That was Buena. The Del Fuegos, right before that, from 1984's The Longest Day. That was Backseat Nothing. Treat Her Right, just before that. I Think She Likes Me. Yeah, saw them too. Saw them too. And Bad Marriage started off that new set with something brand new, a brand new single from those guys called Electric Emerald Eyes. It's hard to say, you know, but that may be one of the best ones I've heard from those guys, and they're all so good. Love Bad Marriage. Electric Emerald Eyes, everybody. Brand new from them. Okay, it's about 7 minutes before 10 a.m. here at WMFO. And at 10 a.m., we have our special guest, Tori Silver, who will make her way into Studio A. She is in the green room at the moment, tuning up and making sure everything's okay. You know, all that stuff that real artists do. They got to prepare. So she'll be here just after 10 o'clock, I would think. So we've got time for a little bit of a new set, don't we? And start with some new noise, like we always do. I have something new from the band Bodines. They have a new record coming out, and this track here is called Everybody Wants, brand new here at WMFO.
one more.